USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After NATO and Russian talks broke down Thursday with zero results, Ukraine was hit by a massive cyber attack, warning its citizens to be afraid and expect the worst. And Russia, which has massed more than 100,000 troops on its neighbor's frontier, released TV pictures on Friday of more forces being deployed to the area. Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman.
That if Russia further invades Ukraine, there will be significant costs and consequences.
A salmonella outbreak has affected at least 44 people in 25 states. The CDC warned Americans that contact with bearded dragons, a popular reptilian pet, has resulted in more than three dozen people across the country becoming infected with a strain of bacteria called Salmonella Uganda. Pope Francis, a lover of classical music, slipped out of the Vatican on Tuesday evening to visit old friends who run a Rome record shop called Stereo Sound. The pontiff came away with an unidentified music CD. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Kids going to college is on the decline.
College enrollment is at a 50-year low. It continued to drop last year, and nearly 1 million fewer students enrolled in college compared to 2019. That's according to a report from the National Student Clearinghouse. The rate of college enrollment has been trending downward in recent years and was made worse by the pandemic. That has education experts concerned that a growing number of students are shunning higher education as a cultural shift instead of a short-term effect of pandemic disruptions. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court on Thursday blocked the Biden administration from enforcing its sweeping vaccine or test requirements for large private companies. The OSHA mandate required that workers at businesses with 100 or more employees get vaccinated or submit to a negative COVID test weekly to enter the workplace. That has been found unconstitutional. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Biden administration's policies in his first year in office have sent inflation skyrocketing as a result. Republican Representative Ralph Norman on Newsmax says Biden's policies is making one-term president Democrat Jimmy Carter look like a hero.
Let us have a devastating impact on Americans. This is all self-inflicted by the Biden administration. At the end of 20, the inflation was 1.5%. Now, over 7%. I'm in the home building business. For homes, which is the forerunner of the economy because of all the things that it impacts, it's going to be a tough next couple of months. It's all self-inflicted, from gas prices to car prices to not being able to get food and the supply chain. You know, what's shocking, you know, we can send a man to the moon and get him back, and we can't unload cargo ships. So it's having a devastating effect and going to have, apparently, for the next several months. And this administration is tone deaf.
The James Webb Space Telescope is the world's most powerful space telescope and took nearly 30 years to deploy. Now it's almost at its home 1 million miles from Earth. It trails our planet in an orbit around the sun. The telescope is currently around 711,000 miles away from Earth, almost 80% of the way to its final destination. To put this in perspective, the moon is closer to Earth than the James Webb telescope at this point. It should be noted it won't be fully operable until the middle of summer. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.